Understanding the Crusades, Lecture 4, The First Crusade.
Well, in our last lecture, we saw how the First Crusade was called and how the preparations were begun. In this lecture, what we want to do is see what actually happened once the crusade was underway, both in its first iteration as what's called the People's Crusade, but also in the main body of the Crusader forces that make their way first to Constantinople, then across Asia Minor to Antioch, and then finally all the way to Jerusalem. We saw last time that the preparations needed to be extensive for a crusade like this, for any kind of campaign like this required extensive preparations. And that's why the Pope had wisely set the departure date for more than a year ahead of time. It was also necessary for the emperor in Constantinople, Alexius I, to prepare as well. Having thousands and thousands of soldiers march across your land, and the best scholarly estimates today put it at probably about 50,000 soldiers total would go on crusade in the First Crusade. Having them march across your empire can be a rather disruptive thing. And so what he needed to do was prepare provisions and markets for those soldiers so that when they came through, they could come through in an orderly fashion and could buy their provisions there so that they wouldn't get hungry and just take what they wanted. The idea was to rendezvous at Constantinople because you have many different knights and lords who are putting together different followings. The idea was that they would all meet at Constantinople. The most famous preacher of this First Crusade was a fairly colorful character, Peter the Hermit. And Peter the Hermit was a spellbinding speaker. People often fainted during his sermons. Demons were exorcised. Miracles were done. Prostitutes gave up their lives of sin. And he was very much behind the First Crusade and preached the crusade all over France and Germany. And he got a very large following. In fact, it became...